This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff Rieger's in with me today. Doug will be back next week. We take your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. I do want to play one more cut before we go to some phones. And that is Steve Yzerman. Today he was addressing the media after the flurry of the first couple days of free agency. Red Wings didn't add a ton in free agency. Did add James Van Riemsdyk. They did trade for a goaltender and John Gibson. But otherwise kind of marginal players that will probably be back and forth from Grand Rapids. Fourth line type guys, depth defenseman type guys. But he did talk about this team right now and what the biggest needs are for this team moving forward. So he's still talking about a top four defenseman. Great. Okay.
Which we knew that.
Yeah. Well, that's a need. Right. So can the question is, now you've identified the need, is can you address it?
All right, we got one more cut and then we'll go to the phones, I promise. But the big question is, Gator, how much better are they from last year to this year, right now, before any other moves may or may not be made? Take a listen. Boy, if that doesn't bring you a ton of confidence for this year, I don't know what the hell does. A little better, constructed, just a little bit. I picture Kenny Cott's voice doing the Trump. Little bit, just a little bit. I can't do a Trump, sorry. Little bit.
Well, I think he's accurate. I think they are a little bit better than what they were at the end of the year. I think the goaltender makes them better. And I think swapping out Van Riemsdyk, swapping him in and getting rid of Tarasenko, I think is a better thing. I think not having Petrie on the team, allowing somebody else to step in, is a better thing. Well, I mean, we can scoff about it, but it is.
It is
what it is right now. I think they are a better team. I don't think it's a much better team. I think that can come if they make a trade of significance, which I'm still holding out hope for that's going to happen. But each day that passes and something like that doesn't happen, and if they go into training camp with exactly what they have right now, it's not very encouraging. It doesn't instill a ton of confidence. Even with young guys that you expect to get better being better, I don't know, does a team make the playoffs or not? And you have to make the playoffs. If you don't, it's failure, and then you've got to start over with a new GM. But that's down the road. Let's go to the phones. Don is next up here in Birmingham. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Don.
Donnie, hello.
Don.
Oh, no.
Oh, Don.
That feels bad.
All right. Don's gone. So let's go to Kevin, who's next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
All right.
Fabulous.
Well, I was in a good mood. You know, my weekend holiday just started. Beautiful day. But I got to get in my car and listen to you guys play those clips of Steve Yzerman saying his job is hard. And we should all feel sorry for him. I'm like, are you kidding me? First of all, everyone's job is hard. I didn't know if you knew that, Steve. You get paid pretty well to play GM.
Let's be fair here, though, Kevin. That's what you're reading into. He didn't say it. That's what you're reading into the comments.
Kevin, I read the same thing into
it. You think he's whining because you hear what Jeff says?
I mean, he's unable to do his job because it's so hard. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what he said, Gator. So
It's not what he said, but you can read into that. That's fine, but don't quote him on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, anyways, it seems as though every other team is able to make trades and to sign free agents. I mean, Columbus just did a few years ago. I mean, RIP, Johnny Gaudreau. But they were able to sign him, and no one wants to play in Columbus. So I think it's I just think that's a bad excuse. But, yeah, whatever. It's really frustrating.
Kev, I hear you, man. I mean, it all goes down to your internal timeline, which I think we all share, which you should be much better at this point than they currently are. And the fact that they haven't done more to this juncture, that's the disappointing part. I got you, man.
Chris is next up here. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Hey, I think you guys are both being totally fair at this stage. There's not a lot of confidence as it stands right now. You know, maybe they will make a deal and make things better. But here's the other side equation that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. Oh, Riggs, Jeff, I want to tell you this. Thanks for holding their feet to the fire at these press conferences. I mean, you're just like one of the guys that, you know, me and my buddies hang out and we ask these questions. Why is this or why is that? The questions you ask
are the same
ones that we would want to ask. And I'm just saying, I appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Balls, and I appreciate you. But it's very noteworthy. Hey, the other side equation, gentlemen, is that nobody's talking about. Now, you can agree or disagree with me. Okay, number one, there's a bunch of teams that are upcoming together, right? I look at Ottawa's past us. I think Montreal's past us. I think you could argue Columbus is maybe past us. There's 8 playoff teams in the East. You throw Tampa, you throw Florida, you throw Toronto, you throw Carolina, you throw the Rangers. And so I'm looking and I'm asking this. It's a tall order where they're standing right now. It seems like they're staying in place and other teams are getting better. That's what's frustrating to me. It's like, okay, well, Montreal is an upcoming team. Ottawa was too. And we're just like in quicksand. I just wonder what you guys feel about that. Are those teams better, in your opinion, at least right now?
I think some teams have hope to be better. I think Columbus has such a really good young nucleus of players. Guys that were hurt last year, and this was a team that just missed the playoffs by 2 points. Yeah, I think Columbus is a good hockey team. I think you're going to see, or they're a better hockey team. I think there's a bunch of teams, and the Red Wings are included in that mix of teams. It's always going to be competing for a wild card spot, and some make it and some don't. It's a matter of like 5 points that separates these teams, and it's such a narrow margin. You know, you just go back to March, and thanks for the call, Chris. It's March every year for 3 years in a row.
I agree.
It's a giant kick in the schnoz.
So he asked which teams, like, right? I think we know Toronto, Tampa Bay, Florida, more than likely going to make the top 3 spots in the Atlantic. Washington, Carolina, let's just say the Devils make the top 3 spots in the Metro. Then you're left with 2 more spots for the remaining teams. And is Montreal better than you? Yeah. Is Ottawa better than you? Yeah. Is Columbus better than you? I think so. Are the Rangers going to take a step back here and be better? We'll see. Maybe Philly, they're not going to be as dastardly as they were last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Teams are passing the wings. They really are. And I do feel it's never been more jam-packed than the last couple years. Remember 2 years ago when 91 points made the playoffs? Yeah, well, last year, 91 points made the playoffs again. So you're at 86 last year. Are you 5 points better, and are other teams not, that you can jump them?
Yeah, it's can you find three more wins in regulation? Really is what it comes down to. Can you find three more wins, sure, in regulation?
Yeah,
And they should be able to, but so other teams are thinking they can do it as well. That's what I'm saying. There's a whole group of teams that might just be the same team, and it's a dogfight to see who comes out of it. And right now, I don't have confidence that the Red Wings are going to come out of it.
I got a quick personal question for you. You still believe what you believed at 10 o'clock this morning when we went on before Yzerman talked, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't think anything has changed.
Okay. You don't think anything's changed?
No.
I do. And maybe that's on me, because maybe I shouldn't just listen to the talk. Maybe I should just view the results. But man, do I. Just the constant talk of how difficult it is. It's really rubs me the wrong way.
I think you've probably put a narrative in your head and you hear it, and I'm not blaming you.
Yeah, that's fair. I
think you hear it and then it confirms what you're already saying to yourself, and you get frustrated. And I'm frustrated too, but I guess have more patience through it. July 25th.
That is the Gator Steve Yzerman trade deadline.
That's right.
I want you, by the way, on the 27th to 28th, which should be a Monday, you got to come on the air and say, Stevie, you're done. You got to fire him. Well, you're going to fire him.
No, my thing was that if they don't make the playoffs, then I think you
fire him. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that either.
Which, yeah, I don't think, and I'm probably late to the party. Everybody's like, yeah, no kidding, Gator. Well, yeah, but this is me. My timeline is different than yours. John's in Flint. John, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, John. Johnny, hello.
John.
Hello?
Hey. Go ahead.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. So these comments really are ticking me off from Steve. I'm a longtime ticket holder, and I just don't understand his whole idea of what he's supposed to be doing. This team, the last 2 years, has had as much emotion or lack thereof at the end of the season as what he shows in these press conferences. He constantly wants to complain about, oh, the price. Well, guess what, Steve? It's time for you to start playing the game just like every other team in the league does. Do that. Guess what? Maybe this has passed you by, and you need to figure things out on your own and leave.
So, John,
because this just can't keep going on.
John, I am curious. Let me ask you. So I asked Gator this question. When you woke up this morning, do you feel differently this morning than you do now after hearing the Yzerman comments?
No, I'm the exact same. I have zero confidence.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm real close to calling up my season ticket lady and telling her, I see no reason he's not putting forth the effort. Why do I need to put forth the effort and the time and the money for a team that he's not putting forth the time and effort into?
All right, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Tony is next up. Tony, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Yeah, enjoy your show. I agree with most of what you're saying, but you're not mentioning a couple of items. First off, who's holding the purse strings? And the way the NHL conducts its draft now, the Red Wings have been getting screwed for years on the draft, and you're not going to get a good player.
Yeah, but Tony, come on. You did get screwed. They got screwed. Everybody acknowledges they got screwed. But it's year 7, and you're still not in the playoffs. As far as the money you speak of, are you saying that the 14, 15, 16 million in cap space that they have available, they're not spending because they're not allowed to spend? Is that what you're saying? Because it's not an ownership thing. There's a cap floor. There's a cap ceiling. Yeah. You spend what's in the cap. They got 14, 15, 16 mil left. They can spend that if they choose to.
I understand, but you have to factor those two items in when you're talking about everything we've talked about today.
No, I guess I disagree. I'm with Jeff on that. There's a salary cap. You can spend up to the salary cap. And if they've got cap space right now, it's not because the owner said, I want you to stop spending money. It's because there's got to be a reason behind it. Are they trying to trade for a player to account for that? Are they going to hold it open for the trade deadline in March of next year? Which, God, if that's the case, it's just kicking the can down way far down the road, and I'm not thrilled with it. But it's not because of ownership saying no to players. Now, if you want to say that about maybe hires that they've made in the past, did they hang on to certain coaches for too long? Is that possible? Maybe.
How about the new head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks?
Is it Blashill?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hanging on to Blashill as long as they did? I mean, should they have moved on from that when they were they reluctant because they didn't want to pay out the contract?
Or Lalonde. They probably should have fired Derek earlier. Well, because you could tell even after that last year that it wasn't going to work out.
Right. And it was only there for a year and a half.
Right.
So,
and but you could tell.
To a lesser extent, yes. But I think for on the Blashill front, maybe that's a case of that happening. But as far as players are concerned, they can spend money on players. In fact, they have. Like when they got deals done with the restricted free agents. Not only this year, but more importantly before that with Seider and Raymond. They got those deals done. And those deals are going to look really good down the road here when you've got them signed for what, $8 million or just under $8 million
a year
for Lucas Raymond. That's going to look great. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.